the gospel according to John chapter number 1. I'm reading from verse 1 till verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. May the good God bless the reading of his Word. Bazalwane, namhlekiseni esiqeda kufunda ngizawubhekisa umlayezo lo kuverse number 4 no verse number 5. Isihloko somlayezo wami namhlekiseni sizathi Jesus, the light of man. UJesu, ukukhanya kwabantu. And bazalwane, I am aware ukuthi sijwayele iverse or iline ethi Jesus, the light of the world. Sijwayele lokho, uJesu ungukhanya wezwe. Manje today is Jesus, the light of man. Umehluko ukuphi lapho bazalwane? Actually umehluko awukho bazalwane. If the Bible is Jesus is the light of the world, likhuluma bazalwane ngalo world ngoba world abantu abahlala ezweni. That's why the Bible lasitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu walithanda izwe kangaka wathumela indodana yakhe izwele yodwa ukuba yiloyo naloyo okholwayo. Selikhuluma ngabantu manje yiloyo naloyo okholwayo, kodwa lithi wathanda izwe. So izwe when the Bible likhuluma ngezwe is abantu, the inhabitants, abantu abaphila lapho. That is the world. So uJesu naye aqhamuka bazalwane later on ku John chapter number 8, I am the light of the world. Usho the same thing bazalwane John chapter number 1 verse number 4 asho yona Jesus is the light of men. Verse number 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and this light came into the darkness, and darkness was never able to comprehend it. Shotlo ukukhanya kweza ebumnyameni, and ubunyama azange khona kususa lokho ukukhanya. UJesu Christ uza njengokukhanya. Definitely bazana lento leni sitshela ukuthini kunobumnyama ezweni. So siyathanda ukufocusa sithi Jesu ukhanya kwezwe, ukuze sithi nakuthi kunobumnyama bezweni sicabange ukuthi kunobumnyama ezweni. Kanti bazalwane, iBhayibheli lithi kunobumnyama kithi, ubumnyama obusezinhliziyweni zethu. Sibathi uJesu uzele ukususa ubumnyama obukithi ukuze bukhanya lokhu kube kithi. That is the message of the scripture. So bazalwane, ngiyacabanga ukuthi kungaba kuhle ke saqala ngiveze indlela ezintathu uJohn la afunda khona ayintroduza ngazo uJesu Kristu. Kunezindlela ezintathu uJohn ayintroduza ngazo uJesu Kristu la kuze silideke ukuba si-understand ukuthi usho ukuthini nathi uJesu Kristu ungukhanya wabantu. Kokuqala, John introduces to us a Jesus who is related to God. Ngamagama uJohn uintroduza kithi bazalwane uJesu onobudlelwano noNkulunkulu. But bazalwane, kufuna sikuqaphele ubudlelwano. It is a relationship that is very special than the relationship thina esinayo no uNkulunkulu. UJesu Kristu iBhayibheli limveza njengaloyo owaye kuNkulunkulu. Limveza njengaloyo onguNkulunkulu. That is a very special relationship to God. Owaye kuNkulunkulu, onguNkulunkulu. Thina ebudlelwane bethu noNkulunkulu singabuhlukanisa kabili. Ngoba uNkulunkulu usidalile, yes, sinebudlelwane naye, sinomfanekiso wakhe in some way. Which really doesn't make a relationship noNkulunkulu, akwenzi ukuthi nobudlelwane. Another way is not explain ngakhona ukuba nobudlelwane boNkulunkulu ngoba sibe ngamadodana omadodakazi kaNkulunkulu. Lokho sithola kanjani? Ngoba sikholelwe kulokukhanya onguKristu uJesu. Bazalwane, uJohn uveza uJesu kokuqala onobudlelwane noNkulunkulu ngendlela ehlukile. UJesu wayeNkulunkulu, uJesu onguNkulunkulu, uJesu owayekhona mandulo. He existed before the beginning. Ngama magama abazalwane, before the beginning began. Ngaphansi, before kuba khona ukuba khona kokuqala, ukuthi siyaqala manje siyabala the time. UJesu Kristu wayekhona. Ngamanye amagama abazalwane, the beginning itself, ukuba ukuqala kona kudalwe nguKristu Jesu. Nguye othile ukuthi manje let there be a beginning. Lokho kusimisa back abazalwane, uNkulunkulu akhuluma kuGenesis chapter number 1. There is in the beginning God said let there be light. uNkulunkulu owaqala ukuqala ukuthi kube nokuqala. Surely then bazalwane, uNkulunkulu futhi obeke ukugcina. So, uye lo Jesu Kristu, uJohn anintroduzayo kokuqala. Umintroduza uJesu Kristu onobudlelwano noNkulunkulu. Kwesibili, uintroduza uJesu Kristu onobudlelwano nemvelo. He has a relationship with nature. Ngayiphi indlela bazalwane? Lithi, konke kadwalwa nguye. Ngamanye amagama bazalwane, okudalwe nguye. Since yena aphila anokuphila, angukuphila futhi yena. So konke kodala nguye kunokuphila somewhere somehow phakathi. If ubheka isihlahla, isihlahla siyaphila. Itshe bazalwane liyaphila. Singalibona njengebhakhi khona la bafunda istudy zamatshe. Bayakutshela ukuthi itshe leli na how many years. Balibona ngani? Bazalwane liyaphila. Alikhuli njengomuntu akhula, but somewhere somehow etsheni kunempilo. Elisha ayisiyami ni. So konke kodala nguJesu Kristu bazalwane kunale nto esibiza ukuthi i-natural life. Ukuphila kwemvelo. Okungazuzi okungancedi ngalutho fana nokuphila kwenja nokuphila kwehashi nokuphila kwedongo ukuphila kwemvelo akungathi ndawo liyaphila lehashi hashi but thina sibantu nathi sinokuphila kwemvelo siyaphila siyafa kodwa uJesu Kristu came for a special reason esedda funda ngayo kuverse number 4 to 5 ukuthi abe ngokukhanya kwabantu bantu bangabi just nokuphila okunatural kodwa babe nokuphila okungona phakathi kunemehluko. So uJohn ka number 2 bazalwane uzilesela uJesu Kristu onobudlelwano nemvelo. All was created by him. Konke kodala nguye, akukho kukhona lamhlabeni okungadalwanga nguye. So kunebudlelwano. Bazalwane lizivezela uJesu Kristu o active agent in creation. Ngabe amagama onguye owenza ukudala. Ngaphandle kwakhe ukudaleka kwento akukho. uNkulunkulu azange angeke adale anything or enze anything angayenzanga ngoJesu Kristu. Umuntu wenziwa ngoJesu Kristu. So bazalwane, iBhayibheli lithi akukho lokadala ngaphandle kwaJesu Kristu. Budlelwano anabo ke lobo with creation, with creatures. But then ku number 3 bazalwane, ipoint engakubekisela lona, uJohn also brings uJesu Kristu onobudlelwano nomuntu specific, not just creation, but umuntu specific. Isibonisa uJesu Kristu onobudlelwano nomuntu, ngilake siyofocusa khona ke manje. Uverse number 4, ngizamfunda futhi for the last time. You understand? In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Bazalwane, uJohn labazalwane usitshela ukuthi uKristu kwakunokuphila, ukuphila kunguKristu. And lokho kuphila kukuKristu, okunguKristu, kungukhanya komuntu. Bazalwane, sizivezela uJesu Kristu oyi-source of life. Ongumsuka wokuphila. La ukuphila kuvela khona. alizezele uJesu Kristu who contains life njenge can. Yabona i can ye fish, i can le fish contains fish ngaphakathi, but the can is not fish. Likana alisi fish mara li container i fish. So Jesus Christ is not the container of life. Akasi container egcwele impilo ngaphakathi. Ungukuphila overall. Ungukuphila yena, hayi containing life. Nawu mehluko. So bazalwane asiku Jesu Christu njengoba siyayithini le fish, sivule ithini le fish, sithathe ifish sishiye ithini. So you're not coming to Jesus kuthi uthathe life ngendlela yokucabanga ungayithatha ngkhona and leave Jesus afar, then uJesu abe sebudeni wena ube nempilo yakho. Uma kunjalo bazalwane unale nto ebiza ukuthi natural life, uyaphila ngokomvelo, nawufa ufile. But siza kuJesu Christ kube sithathe yena ngoba yena ayimpilo, taking him as life, and simlethe kithi angene kithi abe ukukhanya, ukukhanya kwethu. So bazalwane, siya understand ake ukuthi uJesu Christ is a source of life, not natural life only, but also eternal life. And ngiyabhiliva bazalwane ukuthi uJohn la is driving us ukuthi sizame ukuunderstanda uJesu Christ lo oletha eternal life, rather than uJesu Christ nje oletha ukuphila okunatural. Because it's possible, bazalwane, very, very possible. And it is true, it's like that. Ungaphila emhlabeni, siyaphila emhlabeni sibantu, from birth to death. Ungaphila ube healthy, ube nako konke, kodwa ukhanje ukuthi phambi kobuso kaNkulunkulu, we are as good as dead. Ufana nomuntu ofile. Kodwa uyaphila. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyakhona ukubona umuntu ophilako, ambone angumuntu ofile. In which way, bazalwane? I think verse number 11 is very clear to us. Uthi weza kwabafa abantu abafa azange bamukele. Nayo ke nayo indaba la ibakhona khona. Uza kubantu abantu abamukela. We gonna have to look bazalwane sicheze ukuthi yini actually leyenza abantu bangamukeli uJesu Christ. So bazalwane, let me read for you again kubhala kuka John, the first epistle of John chapter number 5 verse number 11. Ngifunda lesi leli verse bazalwane ulalele, just to prove to you ukuthi Jesu Kristu i aim yakhe ukuletha impilo enguna phakathi emuntwini. Lalela verse number 11. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life. This life is in his son. Nendlela ukuthi Jesu Kristu waletha uNkulunkulu wethu Jesu ubufakazi lokho esinabo ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasilethela ukuphi. Because this life is in his son. So uJesu Christ is the son of God, is has life in him, he is life. And lokho kusenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu loved us, wasilethela ukuphila ngoJesu Christ oyinkosi. Kubaleke ngani lokho ukuphila bazalwane? Lele ngikhulumako this life. Kubalekile in a way yokuthi bazalwane ngaphandle kwalokho ukuphila esikuthola kuJesu Christ, umuntu akana ukukhanya kuye. Ngaphandle ukuthi ube nokukhanya kuwe, umuntu akanabudlelwano noNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu ungukukhanya. So umuntu udinga impilo, the life, not impilo lesiphilako. And lena mpilo idinga ngoba lena mpilo iletha ukukhanya, the light. Ngoba leli light nalifikile kumuntu lenza umuntu abe enlightened, akhanyiseleke bese uba nobudlelwano noNkulunkulu. But lokhu bazalwa also kusitshela one thing again. If ufunda uverse number 4 to 5, lisitshela ukuthi kunobumnyama lokukhanya okwenza ukuthi kuze kube lobumnyama, lobumnyama zange khona ukwehlula lokukhanya. So explain bazalwane in what way. But bazalwane, lisitshela ngobumnyama obukhona, lithi bazalwane umuntu leli lizwi leza ebantwini and kunobumnyama. Bazalwane, ngicela sicabangisisane la, think with me. Is it life to live in darkness? Ngabe kuphila na ukuhlala ebumnyameni? Sonke siyazi ukuthi lokho akusiqiniso. Just imagine with me, cabangisisane kanye nami. Uma i-olive le ingaba mnyama ebusuku, kungabi nama light even iphapholo eliyi-1 likhanye, kungabi even nekhandlela each and every house, umatches ungalayithi noma uzame ukulayithi, stock sakho sogesi, whatever you try to do, ingavuthi, kungabi nobukhanya in one night. And then ngo-5 ekuseni ithi expecte ilanga ukuthi livele, kuvele kube mnyama even complete ilanga lingaveli, but siyaphila. How would you feel? Ungafila comfortable? I don't think so. ungafila in peace ube nokuthula phakathi kuwe. I don't think so. Ungafila ube protected uzibone njengomuntu ovikelekile. No, bazalwane. So kunenkinga la kune kunyama khona. So brethren, uma livangeli iBhayibheli lisitshela ukuthi kune mnyama enhliziyweni yomuntu, lithi ukukhuluma ngento enjengaleyo. Kufanele lishiye lapho. Lisitshela ukuthi kunokukhanya ukweza ukuze kususe ubumnyama. Ngoba bazalwane, ubumnyama akusiko bazalwane into eletha injabulo. Njengoba ngiceda kubekisa lena example yokuthi uma ngingaba mnyama la, yiloko okusenhliziyweni yomuntu, umuntu onganaye uJesu Kristu. Ngisho lokho bazalwane ngoba iBhayibheli lithi lokhu kuphila kweza ukuba kube ukukhanya kwezwe, ngoba izwe linobumnyama. So bazalwane, the Bible introduces to us a Jesus who is light. Lisithinta ukuthi uJesu Kristu ongukhanya. But now omunye angabuza umbuzo ukuthi how can we trust a testimony kaJohn? Ihambisana namaphi abanye amavesi eBhayibhelini abonisayo ukuthi uJesu Kristu ungukhanya? Lena testimony esifundisayo today. Lihambisana namaphi abanye amavesi eBhayibhelini abonakalisa ukuthi umuntu udinga ukukhanya? Asengikufundele ibhuku likaIsaya chapter number 9. Likhuluma perfectly about a coming king. Likhuluma perfectly ngunkulunkulu ozayo. Kunenkosi ezayo leli bhuku elikhuluma ngayo. Funda uverse number 2. Lithi, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shine. Bazalwane, sami ungadideka ukuthi leli light uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngayo la lithi athi ngalo labantu abahlala ebunyameni bazobona ukukhanya. Ungadideka sometimes ukuthi likhuluma ngani. Na wehla little bit we are down. Ufunda uverse number 6, the same chapter of Isaiah chapter number 9. Uverse number 6 uthi, lidumile ke lelo. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful Counselor. So brethren, let's tend as a man. Somebody will tend as a man. Wonderful Counselor, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Almighty God. Surely, brothers, we know the Kuna Jesus Christ in that way. And in the New Testament, uNkulunkulu yazimbulela-ke ukuthi yilena ndodana engakhuluma ngayo ukuthi yiyo le uJohn-ke usilethela lona ndodana uthi engukukhanya, because iBhayibheli in the Old Testament, more than 600 years before Jesus was born, liyabhala lithi uyeza oyindodana onikiwe kithi ozawuzalwa kithi ozaba ukukhanya kweze kubantu abahamba ebumnyameni. So brethren, itestimony kaJohn is the testimony of Scripture. The testimony of John is a true testimony about Jesus. John uqinisile ngathi uJesus Christ ungukhanya kwezwe, if you want to put it that way. Ukhanya kwabantu, as I put it today to you. John uqinisile ngathi kubantu kushoda ukukhanya. Bazalwane, if you really look at chapter number 1, verses number 11 to 10, the Bible lisitshela ukuthi weza kwabakhe abantu abazange bamukele. There is a reason bangazange bamukele abazalwane. It is not because bazalwane kwafika as a shock kwabathusa ukuthi uJohn akhabunga uJesu Christ azilethe athi ngukhanya kwezwe. Akange kubathusa lokho bazalwane. Bebazi ukuthi kunemuntu ozayo ongukhanya kwezwe. Kodwa ekungathukini kwabo, still azange babhiliva uJesu Christ, bakholwa nguye ukuthi indodana kaNkulunkulu. Le nto ayikhuluma, it sounded like normal, but they just didn't believe it. And bazalwane, it's happening even today. Kuyenzeka isina namhlanje. The same reason abenza bangakholwa ukuthi uJesu Kristu uye ukukhanya kwezwe, is the same reason today evimba abantu ukuthi bangakholwa ukuthi uJesu Kristu uyindodana kaNkulunkulu. Abanye bayakholwa, mara abakholwa ukuthi funa balethe imithwalo yabo kuJesu Kristu yena abathule. So ukholwa kunjalo bazalwane, ukholwa kweze okuyizeleze okungasindisi, ukukholwa okumikisa ekubhubheni. ukhona nje ukuthi Jesu Christ indoda kaNkulunkulu. Everyone like Oliver. Now ngathi yambuza almost if not all uzakutshela ukuthi yakhole Jesu Christ indodana kaNkulunkulu. But not everybody has cast his burden unto him. Akusiwo wonke umuntu who has brought his sin upon Christ and said, Jesus, my sins I lay unto you. Akusiwo wonke umuntu. But sonke siyakhole. But Jesus didn't just come ukuthi sikhole, wezela ukuba sithathe izono zethu sizibeke phambi phezu kwakho ngoba uNkulunkulu wazithatha izono zethu wazibeka kuye, wamshaya, wamehlulela in that way. Ngingayizono zethu. But akusiwo wonke umuntu onjenjalo. There is a reason iBhayibheli lithi kuverse number 11. He came to his own did not believe him. Sibo bonke abamkholwa abazalwane. And there is a reason even also today. Elenza ukuthi umbantu bangamkholwa uJesu Christ. Verse number 4 to verse number 5. Again, esigcile kuye today. Is an answer. What is that reason? Lisikhuluma ngani? Life, light, darkness. But I think, let me start with the main one. Eyavimba abantu ukuthi bangabelieve the darkness. Ubumnyama bazana benza ukuthi umuntu angaboni. Bazana kunobubunyama bukamoya obenza ukuthi umuntu angaboni noma abona kodwa angaboni. That's why noma aphila kodwa angaphili. Ubumnyama bukamoya obavimba ukuthi angaboni. Lithi iBhayibheli weza kwabakhe abazange bamumukela. Because ababoni ukuthini? Yilona uNkulunkulu athembise yena athi unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. Who is? Leli bangazange bambona. Kunobumnyama bukamoya bazalwane. Which is obumnyama bukamoya bu affect again even people in this day esiphila kuyo namhlanje. That is why abantu bangamboni uJesu Christ today. Kunobumnyama. That is why then uJesu Christ must be life. Ngoba obumnyama benza ukuthi umuntu afe, abe umuntu ofile. That is why bangakhona ukubelieve. Then that is why uNkulunkulu brought Jesus Christ about life. Why Jesus must be life? Or why is Jesus life? Because life brings the light. Ngaphandle kokukhanya bazalwane empilweni zethu siphila ngeke sambona uJesu Christ uba ungubani. Bazalwane, siyazi sonke ukuthi darkness is opposed to light. Ubumnyama uphikisana nokukhanya. Ubumnyama speaks of trouble. There is trouble when there is darkness, bazalwane. But light speaks of life. That's why the life was the light of man. The light speaks of life. And the life that is Christ in Christ speaks of a life in man. That is the reason bangazange bakhona ukwamamukela. That is the reason today singakhona ukumukela bazalwane. Sisebumnyameni. But omunye might be asking a question. Usukuthini na ukuthi umuntu usebumnyameni? In detail, usukuthini? Lisho ukuthi bazalwane, we are blind. For the things of the spirit, ezintweni zikamoya, and the things of God, we are blind, asiboni. Sinamehlo kodwa asiboni. Siyawazi kamanje amazwi anjalo. Siqale kuyenza ukuthi abanamehlo abanye ababoni. That is what darkness means. Sinamehlo asiboni. We are blind. Lisho ukuthi bazalwane, number 2, we are under the domain of Satan. Singaphansi kombuso kaSatan okontrolayo. As people. Ngikhuluma as people outside Jesus Christ. Uma sibantu singanaye uJesu. That is what darkness or blindness mean unto us. Lisho ukuthi bazalwane, the dominion of Satan is upon us. The rulership of the enemy is directing your life. Ngamanye amagama bazalwane, uthi noma ungasafuni ukwenza isono, ungakhoni ukwala ukuthi angifuni. Inhliziyo yakho, impilo yakho, unembeza wakho, whatever lo ungayibiza ngaphakathi kwakho, just because awunayo uJesu Christ. But only loyo osamukele uJesu Christ, kuthi nakufika lolu lulaka lwemvelo lesono, lifika phakathi kwakho, lithi yenza isono. Ukwazi ukubona uJesu, ubone lesono, ukubambe kwethu ukubheke, then Jesus Christ abe more attractive to you than the sin. Angithi asilingeki, angithi asenze izono, but uJesu Christ uba more attractive. Inhliziyo yakho ifuna ukuba more kuya kuKristu than kuya esonweni, ngoba sowukhishiwe esonweni, semvelo. So uNkulunkulu wadinga ukuthi athumele indodana yakhe. uNkulunkulu wadinga ukuthi indodana yakhe ayithume ukuba ikhulume izwi. Kuze kusuke lokhu umnyama bukamoya bazalwane. That is what blindness means unto us bazalwane. Lisho ukuthi we are unable, we are unwilling ngamanye amagama. Asikhoni futhi asifuni ukuya kuNkulunkulu. Asikhoni. Ngaphandle kokuba uNkulunkulu athumele indodana yakhe izivule amehlo kamoya. Lisho njalo bazalwane. So, what qualifies Jesus to be the light of man? Yini enza uJesu Christ abe huye yena kuphela, singabi nenye indlela. Because it means I'm saying ayikho enye indlela. But yini eyenza uJesu Christ ukuthi abe huye yena kuphela? Yini ingabi nenye indlela? Yini ingabi nenye isistimu or inkolo esingakholwa kuyo sizame ukuya ngayo kuNkulunkulu? Yini iBhayibheli isibonisa ukuthi uJesu Christ kuphela oyindlela neqiniso? Ngoba uyawasho lamazwi uthi mina I am the way, mina I am the truth, mina I am life. And uyasho futhi again, John chapter number 8 verse 12, ubhala, I am the light of the world. But yini equalifya uJesu Christ, brothers and sisters? Because Jesus was and is God. Because Jesus, number 2, was in the beginning. He was before the beginning. He existed before the beginning began. Yiyo indlela qualifyako ukuba abe the light of men. Because Jesus bazalwane was there before darkness was there. UJesu Christ ube khona ngaphandle ukuthi kube nobumnyama. Before kuba nobumnyama uChrist bekakhona. Ubumnyama buka khona nje uChrist ukhona. Udala ukukhanya from there because bekakhona. Yiyo i-reason bazalwane emqualifyayo ukuba abe. Number 3, it is because Jesus Christ is life. It qualifies him the most ukuthi Jesus Christ is life. So bazalwane, asangenze naye i-appeal. Bazalwane, let us not be deceived. Asingakhohliswa impilo zethu, our prosperity or prosperous lives. Izimpilo zethu eziqhubekayo kamnandi ngaphandle kuKristu Jesu masingasikhohlisi. Siyakhona bazalwane kulona mhlaba ukuphila kamnandi. Sibe na everything, umuntu abe nemoto, abe na anything acaba ukuthi bumnandi anganaye uJesu. Akungasikhohlisi lokho. And at the same time masingakhohlisa ukuphuya bethu. Poverty and suffering must not fool us. Sicabanga ukuthi because I am poor, because I am suffering, I need Jesus. It is not so bazalwane. You don't need Jesus because you are poor. You don't need Jesus because you are suffering. You don't need Jesus because you've got everything. You just want to thank him. But we need Jesus because we don't have life in us. Whether we are poor or rich, we don't have life in us. We don't have life in us. That is why we need Jesus. So, bazalwane, nasiza kuJesu sizwe ngoba siphuyile. IBhayibheli yasiqaqisela la today. The only thing that men need is the life, which brings life unto men, and men abe nobudlelwano noNkulunkulu. So bazalwane, man does not need a car to live a true life. Man does not need a good job to live a true life. Bazalwane, angithi asizidingi lezi zinto, siyazidinga lezi zinto. But brethren, siyakwazi lokuyiqinisa ninabofakazi bami. Abanye bethu, abaningi bethu bayaphila. Abasebenzi bayaphila, abanazimoto bayaphila, brothers and sisters. You can live without those things. Uphile nje kamnandi unganazo lezi zinto engizibalile. But brothers, you cannot live without Jesus. Anybody who lives without Jesus, he is as good as dead before the living God. Because bazalwane, without Jesus, there is no life in us. There is no life in you. Outside Jesus, we are not alive. Bazalwane, outside Jesus, we stand as enemies of God. Romans chapter number 10, sorry, chapter number 5. I'm reading from verse 10 to verse 11. What I'm trying to explain is we are enemies of God outside Jesus. But people don't think that we are enemies. Likhona uma singanaye uJesu. They think God will never call us enemies. Brethren, we are enemies. But let's have the testimony of Scripture. For
If we were enemies, if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. But I too am coming from our capella. We enemies, not reconciled to God.
Brothers and sisters, you don't reconcile people who are not enemies. People who don't stand opposite one another. Abangamanga ngibabhekene ngezikhali awazi babuyisa because they are friends. Awazi ukukhulumisa abantu ababili uthi peace between them ababili. No, you can't talk to them when they are friends and they have peace. But uma sibona ubuthi phakathi of one person and another person bakhombana ngezikhali, kudingeka only one angene abuyisane nabantu. Bokunomncele phakathi komuntu noNkulunkulu. Jesu Christ is to come, abe phakathi nendawo, adose umuntu from this other side, amlethe kuNkulunkulu. Lithi sabuyisana naye uNkulunkulu ngokufa kwendodana. We were enemies. That's my point. We are enemies of God outside the Lord Jesus Christ. Which is why today, Bazalwane, John is writing to us. We need life. The true life that brings light. Because, brethren, we know ukuthi ngaphandle kokukhanya, as I've already said, we walk in darkness. And so you're after the same way nalendlela ku chapter number 1 ku verse number 11 ekwalonga khona. Wezwa kwabakhe abantu abadalile yena azange bamukela. Lithi iBhayibheli ku verse number 10, waeza emhlabeni umhlaba wadalwa nguye kodwa umhlaba zange umbona. You can see ukuthi bazane, when he's talking about the world, he's talking about people. He came to the world, which the world was created through him, ku verse number 10, ku John chapter number 1. But the world did not see him. Why? Because there is darkness. They did not believe in him. So what am I saying? For us to believe in Jesus, there must be a light that shines in us. And this light must shine in us in a way that this morning is a good bazaar and we are in the dark. Brothers and sisters, ask yourself a question. Where would I be outside such a person who is Jesus Christ and Kulmangaya today? The Bible tells us, God will cast all those that does not believe in his Son into an outmost darkness. Just ask yourself a question. How can I survive such a terrible torture like that? But brothers and sisters, uNkulunkulu has not left us without an answer. That is why, brothers, we come to Jesus to have life. Even today, I still say, let's just come to God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may have life. But then, Bazalwane, verse number 5, John chapter number 1, John speaks of Jesus who is victorious over darkness. Listen, the light came unto darkness, and darkness was never able to put it out. The light came to darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. Bazalwane, ukhuluma ngoJesu Kristu onqoba victorious ubumnyama. Brothers, that should be a delight to us. Futhi sisebumnyameni sibantu, kuneKristu ongunqoba onqoba ubumnyama. UJesu ayedwa nje bazalwane, ubumnyama bukwazi ukumnqoba. Amile nje angukristu Jesu. But brothers, azange eze nje ukuthi eme ebumnyameni, ubumnyama buhluleke ukumnqoba. Weza kuba lokhu kukhanya okubuye okunguye kungene kithi kuze nathi nasesinaye ubumnyama bungakhoni ukuzivala. That is why then verse number 12 uthi labo abamamukela uJesu Kristu, leyo ngosane yamukela, wayipha isipho esimangalisayo. There's a very precious and wonderful gift uNkulunkulu asipha yona uma sizuza lokhu kukhanya. But to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, nayo indlela yokumukela, you must believe in his name. He gave them the right to become the children of God. What does that mean? What is this right to become the children of God? Who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man. To be the children of God, you must be born of the blood of Christ. That is what Jesus is saying.
Then siya kona mazala nungu kasa na atis ka kuna nga makama makulu njenga umuhubi, the psalmist. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear. No mesa ngahamba esikotini sothuzile ukufa angesabi. Why? I have life in me. I have the shepherd of my soul, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us come to Jesus. Let us receive eternal life. Asibe nesigcwele uNkulunkulu sikwazi ukuthi noma sifa zindlula kulo mhlaba, we have future with God. Let's believe unto his name. Bazalwane, I want you to think and really meditate on this thing engikhuluma ngayo today. Outside Jesus, there is no life. Singaphumelela senze konke emhlabeni, sibana everything, siphile, but we are as good as dead outside Jesus. Ziningi izinto esingaphila ngaphandle kwazo. Siphuwa, in our poverty, we can live without it, but bazalwane, we cannot live without the Christ. He is the light of man. Men miss Jesus to have life. It is the light that enlightens them. Bazalwane, sidinga ukubuyisana noNkulunkulu, and only through the blood of Christ, God reconciles us to himself. UNkulunkulu usiletha kuye ngegazi likaChrist uJesu, which ikhulunyiwe futhi ngalo earlier on. So bazalwane, I invite you to think with me. What can I do? Where can I be without Jesus? Ngayiphila impilo yami until when without the true life? And I invite you, brothers, come to the Father through Jesus, the Son of the living God. Amen. So we may stand on our feet. Our brother Christopher will pray. Then after the prayer, we shall sing hymn 61.